Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. It is prayer time in the city and worldwide. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you glory. Now, God, I ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way. And we'll give your name the praise. And we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, follow me to the book of Matthew, Matthew the 8th chapter from the 18th through the 22nd verse, Matthew 8, 18 through 22. Thought I want to leave with you today is it costs to follow Jesus. It costs to follow Jesus. And we start at the 18th verse. And it says, now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. It costs to follow Jesus. Here we see where Jesus was telling his disciples that there is a cost to follow him. And the Bible says that a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, the foxes have holes, excuse me, and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. So then another disciple said to him, suffer me first to go and bury my father. This is where Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their dead. So what Jesus is saying is there is a cost, there is a price to follow him. It's a sacrifice to follow Jesus. You must be willing to give up something in order to follow Jesus. You must be willing to lay aside some things in order to follow Jesus. You must be willing to let go of some tradition and some baggage in order to follow Jesus. There is a cost to follow Jesus. There is a price to be paid. And you can look around and you can see that there is a cost. When you think about what it cost you to follow Jesus, when you decided and you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there was a price to be paid. The songwriter said it like this, the places I used to go, I don't go no more. The friends I used to have, I don't have no more. Why? Because you have to lay down some things in order to gain salvation and follow Christ wherever he may go. There is a cost to follow Jesus. And here, this is what Jesus was trying to get over to not only the scribes, but also to his disciples. And this is when Jesus said to the scribe, he said that the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And then when the other disciples said unto him, suffer me first to go and bury my father. So what was Jesus saying to him when he said, let the dead bury their dead? What was he saying? He was saying, you come on and follow me. Because in reality, your father is dead. So you have to even follow Jesus when things are going on in your family. You must follow Jesus. You must hold up the bloodstained banner. This is what Jesus is looking for today. He's looking for genuine, true believers. He's looking for genuine, true followers. He's looking for followers that will pick up the mantle of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he told us to go ye therefore. He gave us some instructions. When he told us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. Disciples make disciples. Disciples make disciples. So the cost of following Jesus. Think about it in your mind. That there is a cost. There is a price. The things that you used to do, the places you used to go, the nightclubs you used to go to, the folk you used to hang with, you don't hang with them anymore. Because when Jesus came into your life, he made a difference. You said, I want Jesus in my life. I want to follow him from earth to glory. So anytime you say, I want to follow him from earth to glory, you have to have a well made up mind. Because when you say it and get determined in your mind to let Jesus lead you, and the songwriter say, where he leads me, I will follow. So when you get that determination in your mind, then you would know that whatever the cost is to follow Jesus, I'll make it. I will make it. You have to know that. You have to know it within yourself. You have to know it that there is nothing on earth that's so great that should keep you from following Jesus. There is nothing in this life that means so much that it should keep you from following Jesus. Because as you follow Jesus, you'll be able to make disciples. You follow Jesus, you'll be able to pull somebody out of the pit of hell. If you follow Jesus, you'll be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If you follow Jesus, you would be able to be a witness and somebody would see a change. First, they will see a change in you. There must be a change in you. And if there's a change in you, then you will see that change and you'll be able to bring about a difference in someone's life. Yes, it costs to follow Jesus. What has it cost you? Think about that. If you have not paid a price, and I'm not talking about works here, but if you have not given up anything, if you still have your same old walk with the world that you always had, what is the difference? What have you given up to follow Jesus? He gave his life for you to follow him. Have you given up the old way of life? Have you given up the old friends that you used to run with? Have you given up the party-hardy lifestyle? Have you given up the conniving ways that you used to do? Have you given up? What have you given up? Have you decided to follow Jesus and you would not take nothing for your journey? Sometimes we sing that song. I will take nothing from a journey now, but it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you to live safe. It's going to cost you to live a life of purity and holiness. It's going to cost you to live a life free of a not holy malice in your heart. It's going to cost you to live a life of unforgiveness. You cannot have unforgiveness in your heart. It's going to cost you to live a life of there is a difference in my life now. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you that attitude that you had that would keep people from seeing Christ because they see you. It's going to cost you. You cannot follow Jesus without paying a price. There is going to be a cost. There's a scripture that says if a man, if he wants to follow Jesus, and let me paraphrase this, that he has to give up mother, father, sister, brother, everything in this world. No, God is not telling us that we turn our back on our families. What he is saying is nobody can be more important in your life than Jesus Christ. He is the one that should reign in your life. He is the one that should reign over your heart. He is the one that should sit on the throne in your life. What have you given up to follow Jesus? Have you given up your old ways? Have you given up you? Have you given up just being just who you used to be? Has there been a change in your life? There is a cost to follow Jesus. And here Jesus says to the disciples, he said, let the dead bury the dead. This disciple said that I would come, but I just lost my dad. So I got to go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury the dead. You come with me because it is a price to pay when we follow Jesus Christ. And I just want to extend an invitation out to you today. Have you given up your all for the Savior? Have you given up everything for Jesus Christ to come in your heart and make a difference in your life? Have you given up? You've tried everything. Everything else has failed. I want to take this opportunity to tell you today, try Jesus. Just give him a try. Because it costs to follow Jesus. It costs. It's going to cost you something. And if you're not ready to pay the price, then you can't really follow Jesus Christ wholeheartedly. Because it will cost you. It will cost you, again, the old life. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. So you have an opportunity today. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, you have an opportunity to allow Jesus Christ to come into your life. You have an opportunity to follow Jesus from earth to glory. This is your opportunity. To the person that backslid, walked away from the Lord, said, I'll never go back to church again. I want you to know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. He came so you can live. He's married to the backsliders. Yes, it costs to follow Jesus. Sometimes we get hurt in the church. Sometimes we just get plain old hurt and we just give it up. Don't throw away your salvation like that. Jesus paid the price. He went through hurts. He went through rejection. He went through pain. And guess what? It was the religious people that took him through that. It was the religious ones that nailed him to the cross. So if he could hang on that cross for you, you can pick up the bloodstained banner and you can walk with Jesus Christ. Yes, you can come back home. You can give your heart back to Jesus. Yes, it's going to cost you something to follow him. This is not a bed of roses. This is not where you can go skipping through the tulips as if nothing happened. I want you to know that this is a pressing way. You have to press your way into the kingdom of God. You have to press your way. So this is what I would like to leave with you on this day. Have you made up your mind to follow Jesus at any cost? Just before we go off the air, I would like to leave you with our website. It is hopefortodayministry.org. Go visit our website. God bless you. Till next time, remember, there is hope for today.